Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Wasted Generation. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Swindles. We haven't played them before. The Swindells are spelled Swindells, but I'm calling them The Swindles. All the way from Leeds, my friend. Just up the road from you, in fact.
Okay.
A little bit of old school punk rock for you there.
Nice.
What is The Swindles' website?
TheSwindells.co.uk?
No, it's not, Tony. How about this? It's The Swindles, S-W-I-N-D-E-L-L-S, TheSwindles.band.
Band?
Dot band, B-A-N-D, TheSwindles.band.
There's a lot of these coming out, these new ones, yeah.
Yep. I'd look around, I'd double-check it. Anyway, the important thing is for me, Paulie with Internet 1, Tony Nil, and we will be playing more from The Swindles in future weeks. There you go. I have got a poem, finally, for Poetry Corner.
Excellent.
I've been on about this for quite a while now. And we haven't been getting the poems for Poetry Corner that we have requested. And boy, have we got a poem for you this week to make up for it. Okay. Now, this comes from our friend Ness Corey. And this, I'm just looking to do it. It's quite long, this poem. If you have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what Ness did. I'm just going to read this out. And especially as this is election week in the UK, this is particularly fitting, I think. So Ness writes, okay, having listened to so many requests for poems, I've finally given in. I suspect it's too long for you, but feel free to read it out. It's my one attempt at emulating the great John Cooper Clarke. And you know what? I think he's done a good job. Okay. Excuse me if I mess this up a bit. Here right. goes. Right. The Property Ladder. Despite rotten wood and broken steps, people go to extraordinary lengths to climb on this ladder and reach for the top, ignoring the signs that just say stop. More hutches appear above tattooed boards. This is the dream, or is it a fraud? Making you scrimp and save hard-earned cash as eyes light up. It's gone in a flash. Some deeds, two keys, you've achieved your mission. So why does living here like feel like a prison? Locked onto the ladder as it turns into a snake. This dream, you scream, is empty and fake. They are not happy. They are not content. They are stuck in the trap of rising debt. Blinded by the man, oh, if only you knew, you will become just like them too. Quashed angry families with dinners on their laps, three kids, two cars, and Friday night slaps. No talking when walking, keep your head down. 3 mile walk to get into town, past replicated hutches with padlocked gates. This is the picture of our new estate. Now the dream of home ownership has finally come, but despite it all, you still feel dumb. Dumb by the state who sold you this dream. done by the media who make it all seem so colourful and bright, and yet now so full of dismay, you see the world as a rather dirty shade of grey. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, Nez. There you go. And so my answer to that is, don't bother buying, rent. And and your answer to all that is, oh, I don't know, I'd like to spend 500 years tiling my hallway.
Pretty much.
Thank you, Nez. A brilliant poem, and very John Cooper Clarke-y, John Cooper Clarke-ish. Just to prove it, I'll read the first verse again as John Cooper Clarke. Ready for this, Tony? Despite rotten wood and broken steps, people go to extraordinary lengths to climb on this ladder and reach for the top, ignoring the signs that just say stop. Well, which is a pair of tattooed boards? This is the dream, or is it a fraud? You scream and say, oh, I don't catch his eyes light up, it's gone in a flash. That was me being John Cooper Clarke doing the Nez Coy's poem that he wrote, that was his homage to John Cooper Clarke, and I've done it my way and all that. Make any sense?
A little bit.
Anyway, thank you so much for that. We have more additional material later on in the show, but right now, time for the next song.
Okay.
If you have an email, if you have a poem for me, by the way, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Poetry Corner. I do like reading them out. Another thing I really like, Tony, is Gonquit.
Gonquit.
New album out right now. Make sure you get it by Dirty Water Records. One of my favourite bands that were introduced to me last year. I absolutely love this. What I want to know, Tony, is what is Gonquit's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Gonquit.
It is indeed. And Gonquit is OHGUNQUIT. Gonquit. Facebook.com/ Gonquit. Tony one, Paulie being internet one, and this is Caves.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The Dust of Phonics are actually label mates of Ogunquit on Dirty Water Records. How about that?
Oh, okay, cool.
It's fitting very nice, hasn't it? Two bands. Now, what are you doing when you call them sliding together? What's the joint? What's the what's that sort of joint that you make, that you do for wood?
Dovetail?
Dovetail. There you go. They're beautifully dovetailing together, Ogunquit and the Dust of Phonics. Hey, I tell you what, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Great, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'm never going to tire of that, Tony.
No. Excellent.
Never going to tire of it. So what have you got for us?
Got Facebook comments. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do feel free to leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment. You can always go to our website, punkyradio.com. There's a Facebook button on there too. Basically, there's quite a few ways to get in touch. Do it. We're a couple since
Excellent.
Last week's drought. And it looks like I did miss one. I don't know how I missed it. But Nez Corey got in touch last week.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah,
is it Nez Corey special now?
Pretty much. He says in last week, and I think which is probably referring to 2 weeks ago show, and on Iggy Pop's birthday, doubt he sent you any new tunes, but I hope you wished him a hippie birthday. No, we missed that.
No, completely missed it.
There you go. And in response to last week's show, great show this week. And from the vaults, The Exploited from 2005. I must be ancient then, having seen them in 1981 with Discharge, Subhumans and Organised Chaos. Made me think of a poll you could run, band's names. Which punk band is the best name? I vote for the Cum Shots. I think it is you that play from time to time. Makes me laugh, even if my ears are not so impressed. That's probably Vicky and the Cum Shots, I can imagine.
Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
It's great.
It's a good name. If you have a better punk band name, then do get in touch with us. You can get in touch with either me or you, Tony, can't you? Paulie B at punkyradio.com or Tony at punkyradio.com or indeed on Facebook itself.
That's what it's there for.
I still like Genghis Khan's.
Yeah, that's true.
Still one of my favourite names for a band ever.
That's it for Facebook.
In that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Now that's come from Mrs. Boyle.
It has.
That tune. I wonder if we'll find out what her real name is.
Oh.
On the show. Who knows?
Who knows?
We're having a Nez Corey special. We make it a Paul B, the other one special. But I'm going to play you two songs in a row now, Tom.
Okay.
First up, a band we've never played before, Caught in a Crossfire, all the way from Portsmouth. Got in touch with us this week directly, as it goes. I do like it when bands get in touch direct. It's lovely. As did the Swindles, I should say, actually, early on. Ogunquit came through by Dirty Water. It doesn't matter to any of you listening. You want to get on with the music. I realise that. We will be playing another track straight after this that I'll talk about after that. First up, what is now Caught in a Crossfire also shortened their name to CIAC.
Right.
So whether they go by the name Chuck or CIAC, anyway, it is Caught in a Crossfire. What I want to know is what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/CIAC.
Good idea. It was one of those little red headings, Tony. It is Facebook.com/ Caught in a Crossfire band. Probably be on the internet too. Tony 1. This is batshit crazy.
I'm church, screeching, he shall return, reaching with fingers that are burnt.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ion Morph and Modal Roberts and a track called Until the Cows Come Home. I think you can safely say that Punky Radio this week, every song very different from the last. Before that, you heard Batshit Crazy by Caught in a Crossfire. What is Ion Morph's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/IonMorph.
No, facebook.com/pages/ion-more/688875907880734 ?FRF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
Oh, that was a default URL, I think.
It's a default URL. Ion Morph is all over the place on the net, but doesn't appear to just have a website. So you can find out all about him. Now, if I remember rightly, Ion Morph, formerly of The Hamsters and based in Manchester, I think. We've got quite a lot of northern bands on this. Actually, South Coast and Northern, we're doing well with this week so far. Have we done? Yeah, it's all been British so far. I'm looking at the next track and we've got an all British first half of the show for the first time in a long time. Any road up, Ion Morph is bringing things out all the time with different people helping him out each time, Modal Roberts being the latest one. Very interesting stuff. It's kind of rock, it's kind of punk, it's kind of electronic. It's just post everything, really, and I think really, really good. I hope you liked it as well. Did you do anything last week? Oh, so that makes it probably be an Internet 3, Tony 1, doesn't it?
Sounds about right.
Doesn't it? Did you do anything last week?
No, not really. Bank holiday weekend, so we had some time in the garden. Did some more building up of the wardrobe. Generally, just, you know, the normal rock and roll stuff that I normally get up to.
I bought a bed.
Did you? What kind of bed did you buy?
I bought a double bed for me. Yeah, I've already got one in my flat, but I got one for my mate's pub, so that I'm building myself my own room in my mate's pub. How brilliant is that? I've officially got a room above a pub. Steve's pub finally opened on Friday in Burton Latimer. It's called the Duke's Arms. If you are anywhere around, then do pop in, say hi from me, and get yourself one of his fabulous ales, Tony.
Excellent.
I also think it might be a perfect spot for the Punky Radio 10th anniversary, what with it being pretty much exactly halfway between me and you.
That sounds a good plan.
It does indeed, and it's also very close to a band called The Mobs, who we've played a few times. I'm going to ask them if they can do it, so more of that in future weeks. Anyway, so I did that, helped him out a little bit with the running of the new pub, maybe went to one or two other places as well. But buying the bed was hilarious, because I bought it from B&M Bargains, my favourite shop. They've got all sorts in there. Hey, sometimes I buy olives, sometimes I buy a bed. It's brilliant. It's like, it makes Lidl look sensible. Right. Brilliant. I will just say, I can't help it when I'm buying stuff or talking to anyone in any circumstances. I can't help but be a bit fruity.
Okay.
And I was more than a little fruity with the female assistant that was helping me buy the bed. And I don't want to go into too much detail. I didn't get a phone like that. But I was a bit fruity. It was actually quite a fruity episode. But another fruity episode happened this afternoon when my mobile phone provider phoned up asking me if they'd like me to increase what I'd already got, because I was a valuable customer and all that. They'd like to offer me discounts on all sorts of things, including broadband. And I said, actually, I've just had my broadband upgraded with Virgin Media, and I have broadband and the TV and a landline with them. And she said, oh right, so you've already got quite a big package then. I said, thanks very much, but how can you tell from my voice? So you got all embarrassed and said, I think I might have to rephrase that in future. And I think you better have if you ring me up, darling. So she got nothing out of it but blushes, but it was funny anyway. Right, it's time for From the Vaults.
Okay.
Which is something we do half past show every week now. This week, a band called Hyperjacks, or The Hyperjacks, and I've just put the CD down. It's called The Wildest Card, and this goes back to 2008. And I actually had the good fortune in 2008 to meet Sam and the rest of the band, The Hyperjacks, when they were at a psychobilly all day that was in Bradford that you won't remember me going to, but I'd met a load of bands up there. I had a really, really good time. They were one of them. Fantastic set. And you know what? I remember playing this song before, and it was really brilliant. So this song is 7 years since we've played this song on this show, but it's coming right up. What is the Hyperjacks Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Hyperjacks.
Nah, Facebook.com/pages/the-hyperjacks/1461961720940043 FRF=TS, and why is that, Tony?
You haven't said default URL.
Default URL. You're really good at guitar, Sam. You're really good at writing songs, but you're not very good at basic Facebook pages. However, we're going to let that go because that's not what I paid to see a band for. This is Talking New York City.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're listening to Desire underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a fifth band in the row from the UK, Tony. Unusual for us. Things have worked themselves out in this now second half of the show, certainly by the end anyway. That band, Dive Jacks, they're from sort of Lancashire, they're sort of Manchester and Preston and what have you. And there's not a lot of psychobilly comes out of Lancashire, to be honest. You know, I would possibly describe them more as punk and roll.
Okay.
But I'm going with punk and roll anyway. I also didn't say it's poorly been internet for Tony Wong, but I have now. Ha! Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
And yes, we know we've got another version of that, but we might hear it at the end of this bit.
Okay.
Alright.
Yes, another week, more gigs at 12 bar. It's on Holyrood Road, but I'm going to stop telling you that. Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. This Friday, 8th of May, Witch Doctors, The Jupiters, Kitchen Sink Drama, plus special guests, and DJ Benny Fonzarelli. So Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous Night.
I'm looking forward to it in my absence from it already. Absolutely brilliant. Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous is always brilliant. And been going for a long time now.
Been a while, yeah.
Yeah, excellent work.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Easy life.
Saturday night, 9th of May, the Riders of the Night. It's a benefit night for the Justice for Henry Hicks campaign.
Oh.
So, the Riders of the Night live. Plus special guests and DJs and things. So how much do you think that is? Oh, it's a benefit.
I'm saying free entry with bucket donation.
Yeah, it's free entry. They don't mention bucket, but it's got to be a bucket.
Yeah.
Must be a bucket.
So free entry and then what, recommended a fiver or something?
Probably, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, bung a note in when you go down there. It'll be great. And it's really good for us.
And Sunday night, 10th of May, it's the 12 Bar Blues Band. It's a monthly residency that they've got going on, the London Blues Review.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. How much do you think that one is?
Oh, I don't know, Tony. Fiver?
Three.
Oh, three?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's 600.
Yeah.
Which is 33 doors down from the Beast.
It's not far. Seems out of the road, at least.
It's far enough, it's close enough to be on nodding terms.
Mm.
But not close enough to say, all right, Satan, how you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, do make sure you get to the 12 Bar, or indeed anywhere else. Try and get to see some live music this week. The more you go and support bands, the more they're going to be able to afford to release stuff, which you can then hear. I sound like I'm... I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
Well, what's new? I sound like I'm being evangelical about live music. I'm not. You've just got to go and see it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so have you, Tony.
This is true.
Yes. We'll sort that out soon. Right. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
And there you go. We got the little tune in after all. And thanks very much to Paulie B's wife for putting that together. And we'll find out what she's called later on in the show with a little story about as well, Tony.
No, excellent.
Two more songs in a row now, and first up of these two songs, a band we have played once before, it's my mate Bard's band, it's Fishwife Broadside, Tony, and the title track in their EP, Billy Stupid Circus. Again, another, they're from around me, so there's six bands in a row from the UK. We haven't done this in ages. What is Fishwife Broadside's website?
Fishwifebroadside.com.
Fishwifebroadside.co.uk. Paulie B's Internet 5, Tony Wall, and this is Billy Stupid Circus.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, roll up for Billy Stupid Circus.
Roll up, roll up. Roll up, roll up.
On the conveyor belt tonight, another bunch of circus clowns. We all rode into town, but the money don't get around. We ain't a tribute to no other, don't do requests, we don't do. Watch them fall from the trapeze. The pubs and clubs ain't workers. The pubs and clubs ain't workers. To juggle birds with legs and chorus. We are Billy Stupid Circus. Yeah. The pubs and clubs ain't workers. And the pubs and clubs ain't workers. Expected all for nothing. Circus entertainers, high wires, low expectations. The fine line between success and failure, look under crap, lion tamer. We're like a bunch of circus freaks, we're here for all to see. The pubs and clubs, they work us. The jungle must be the legs and chorus. We are Billy Stupid Circus. Yeah. The festivals that book us. The festivals that work us. Expecting our
this point in the song, Ringmaster Billy Stupid was supposed to introduce the group, but he is currently unavailable, stuck in traffic on the way to the studio. And unfortunately, I just don't have the time. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that in the true nature of the great British amateur, and in all our shambolic ramshackleness, we really will be trying our very, 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 very useless best to entertain you all. See, we do it for love. We do it for love, which is just as well, because it's a stupid circus. Billy Stupid Circus.
Knob Cramp.
Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Min Diesel and a track called Kirk Session. We've never played them before. They're from, I think, the Glasgow region, certainly Scottish, certainly Strathclyde, I think. And they described their sound as being Mindy, as in Min Diesel Indie, as bringing up, inventing their own sound. It's certainly like very little else we've played on this show before, but it does sound like an amalgam. That's for a word, Tony. I've come straight in there. It does sound like an amalgam of pretty much everything I was listening to on John Peel between about 1984 and about 1986. So it's got that kind of post-punk, indie, choppy attitude stuff to it. Bunch of young lads doing it as well. Can't help thinking their dads might have influenced them with a bit of the music there. You never know. Anyway, absolutely love it. And before that, Fishwives Broadside. Couldn't have two more different songs in a row, really. And Fishwives Broadside with their usual political agit pop raggle taggle gypsy stuff that frankly I never thought I'd like till I saw them live and loved them.
Right, excellent.
What is Min Diesel's Bandcamp page?
MinDiesel.bandcamp.com.
It's Min Diesel, MINDIESEL .bandcamp.com. Probably be under the internet 5 Tony 2.
I'm not gonna win this, are I?
Yeah. Are you doing anything this week?
Got a lot of work on, unfortunately. I want to try and watch the new Avengers film, if I can get. Apart from that, no, not a great deal happening.
I expect a Tony-style movie review if you get to see it. Try and keep it to 8 words or less.
Probably. I could do it in 2.
I've got a busy week this week, Tony, really busy week. Wednesday night, I'm doing the final of the last minute comedy stroke, Kill for a Seat, Comedian of the Year competition. It's built up. We've had 8 heats, 3 regional finals, and now finally we have the overall final featuring the 8 best acts that have got through, 4 from the south, 4 from the north, at Backyard Comedy Club, which is Lee Hurst's comedy club. And it's free entry tomorrow night. And it's, yeah. So if you can get down, if you're in London at all and you fancy a night with a load of comedians, plus me and Silky comparing, so it's a right old night. It's going to be really, really good fun. Please do get down there. It's at your comedy club, Cambridge Heath Road, just about a minute's walk down from Bethnal Green Tube. Hope to see some of you there. Thursday, Friday and Saturday, I've got my shows in Bulldog, Hitchin and Letchworth, respectively, that all feature stand-up comedy legend from this country, Tim Clark, who's been everywhere, done everything and bought the T-shirt. He's supported by a Swedish comic called Tobias Persson, who I had the good fortune to work with Edinburgh last year, and is absolutely brilliant. Tim made me laugh earlier. We were talking about how we get a little bit confused when the bank holiday's on, because we treat things like a normal week, but no one else does. And I did confirm with Tim earlier on that I would see him tomorrow, and he sent me a little text back saying, I think you mean Thursday. I went, you're absolutely right. I'm amazed I remember to get dressed in the morning, quite frankly. Anyway, so you can find out more about those via lastminutecomedy.com. All shows are 7:30 doors, 8:30 start, and they're £10 to get in, and they'll be really, really good fun. So if you're around here, and I'll say around here, if you're near my area, as in North Hampshire, etc., beds maybe, why don't you pop down and come and see some stand-up comedy? In other words, I'm busy.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. So I'm going to slow the pace down a bit now, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah, with a band that we featured twice before, all the way from Cambodia.
Right.
And it's about time we had a bit of dub reggae this week. Seems we've had 6 bands from the UK. I thought we'd have some German-influenced Cambodian reggae dub, but it's not just Dub Addiction. It's Dub Addiction meets Cambodia Rockers Uptown. I'm not going to make you introduce it, Tony.
Excellent.
Which is very nice of me. And thanks very much to Metal Postcard for introducing us to this band. It's a great album that's out. Really, really good. If you're into dub reggae at all, you really like it. It's got a real kind of happy, smiley jumpiness to it as well that makes it a great summer album, Tone.
It's a very summery time.
I'll ask you what their website is after you've heard it. In the meantime, sit back, relax, maybe roll yourself a jazz cigarette and listen to Zunga Zeng in a Depen.
See, if you have a paper, you must have a pen. And if you have a start, you must have a end. Say 5 + 5, it equal to 10. And if you have gold, you put them in a pen. And if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. Zongo, zongo, go, zongo, zeng. Zongo, zongo, go, zongo, zeng. 21 have a 089. A Kinski man make you feel so fine. Me chat all the lyric, me chat them in a rhyme. Me know it rhyme, it a full of a time. Ka Kinski man a him commit no crime. Ka Zongo Zongo go Zongo Zeng. Zongo Zongo go Zongo Zeng.
Bên đường, bên đường con phong đập đua trai. Con vô có prua snai. Chong ai ru ra thay yô chất an ân. Yô bị chôm rơi snai. Xôm ôn nâng cru xa yô tha. Snak miên văn năng. Thu ơi bong chưa chạy. Tha viết snap cho mi say nâng ôn.
Snai
tiêm nơi bố bố. Rô xa nơi lưu vệ hạ. Cái này sân khâm chân phong prát na. Nâng khla chi sâu bần. Rúc ôn, rúc ôn. From tang mang ta ba man na me ta ko chan na smong ban lu bong so pon na khong chan op tuk tai ma neak ai chong hai a pe du sarapheap tam trong tha ru bong snae snae san ru kon na ong mu chivat ruong chat ti lu kon krom krong ruom ruol chi rohot dang nai dang trai mong ho khong trung krom man hien pram smuon tuom yom ta ma neak ai man ai khlaeng pi rung pat chat bong snae prakot snae smong ta le ruop oun muoy khlaeng man ban du bom nong snae snong rop trum ta chi mat pe dong at kamang ro neang san bong khom chat man men snae chan nang chan nu pat chi son yeah.
Phnom Penh, up no Phnom Penh, hey, up Phnom Penh, up no Phnom Penh. Say if you have a star, say if you have a star, say if you have a star, why you pass me the pen? But tell your kids, give man, I have too much girlfriend. Can you for them, I don't have no Afro girlfriend. You are idiot, boy, me have a 110. Say all of them, them have a all of them, them have a say all of them, them have a kids, children. So my live up early and do a Phnom Penh. No for them, I ask me how me have no girlfriend. Girlfriend too. Arguments I got no. Arguments I got no. Arguments I got no. Arguments. We enter in the House of Parliament. Prime Minister and his wife have to keep silent. A two kids came on a chat intelligent. They put me in a court. They just say you are innocent too. Arguments I got no. Arguments I got no. Arguments I got no. Arguments. See and should I be for me girlfriend. Leader should I be for me girlfriend. Mega. Zongo zongo go zongo zeng. Zongo zongo zeng. Zongo zongo zeng.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dub Addiction meets Campuchia Rockers Uptown. What is Dub Addiction's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/DubAddiction.
Facebook.com/DubAddiction Cambodia, my friend. Dub DUB Addiction Cambodia. Paulie Business Net 6, Tony 2. Ha ha ha, what a thrashing. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Right, I'm angry. Maybe you'd like to just run through this again.
It is surprising. You thought they were, for all the weeks we would have had a twat, this probably would have been it. But
really? I think we'll have one next week.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Yes, if you do have a twat's name, do you email me? Tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Maybe get them in before Thursday if you like, or whatever. All twats do, thanks. Do get them through. Let's get some twatting done.
Yes, let's have some political twattage next week. Exactly. Fortunately, Tony, I've got something to talk about in this bit.
Excellent.
And I'm just going to read it out as it is, all right?
Okay.
I seem to a recent punky, a few weeks behind as ever, when you mentioned that you didn't have the name of Paulie B2's missus after you played her Facebook jingle. Well, I'm happy to inform you that her name is Katie Boyle. obviously not the Katie Boyle, who I've met, and we'll get back to that, but just a Katie Boyle, nay Jarman. I have found that there is a cut-off around the age of 40 of people that have heard of the original Katie Boyle. Tony, have you heard of Katie Boyle?
No, but I know a Katie Boyle, completely unrelated.
Right, we'll come back to that. Who was on stage omnipresent on our much smaller TV screens. I met her in 1983 outside 23 Cranley Gardens in Muswell Hill. You can Google the significance of that address if you wish. And I do know that address, and now I can't think why I know it. At about 7 a.m. one Sunday morning, it might have been the home of a serial killer. It was cold, sorry, this is me talking as well. It was cold, overcast and deserted when a white Rolls Royce purred down the hill towards me and stopped directly outside number 23. The rear window glided down and a white gloved hand beckoned me over. I walked a few steps over to the side of the roller and peered in. There was the Katie Boyle, dressed in her finery, mainly white fur, with a white poodle on her lap. All she said was, "I think you policemen do a wonderful job." Then the window went up and off she went. I trust that is enough info. Keep up the good work, and I hope number 500 went well, as I haven't listened to it yet. Retired Inspector Paulie Beck. There you go. So, the lovely lady who sings our songs is called Katie Boyle, but not the Katie Boyle, another Katie. Well, she is the Katie Boyle.
It's
not concerned, she is the other Katie Boyle. Can go fuck herself. I don't think I've sworn out this show. No, there they go. Thank you very much, Paul, for sending us that information. If you have anything you'd like to send me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, wherever you like. I don't care. Right.
Maybe you know a Katie Boyle you could let us know about.
So what about your Katie
Boyle? Oh, it's someone I work with. One of the companies I work with, it's a Katie Boyle. They're quite married to the boss.
But yes, you're going to have to look up Boyle now. You will. I say you might recognise her. She was ubiquitous in the 70s and 80s. She was always popping up on things like Celebrity Squares and things like that.
Right, okay.
Loads of stuff. She was a personality. An actress, I would say. But she seemed like a very nice lady. And clearly had a lot of respect for the boys in blue.
Excellent. Good.
Something I occasionally lack, but Paul Boyle is a legend. Right. Last song then.
Okay.
Last song, Tone. Scene of Irony, who we have played once before, a band from St. Louis, and we started off the show talking about my mate Steve and his pub and my new bed. I was introduced to this band through my mate Steve, who accidentally saw them at a gig in Northampton. Absolutely loved them, went up to them, said to them, "You're exactly like the Bleach Boys," and they went, "Really? We're from St. Louis." And he went, "Great, you're like the Bleach Boys from St. Louis." He either bought or they, well, he certainly played a couple of CDs off. We played one track off this CD the other week. Now we're playing this one. It's a track called Skinny Jeans. Haven't heard back from Scene of Irony. I did let them know that we played them before, so I will get in touch with them again. They have been on tour in Europe. What is Scene of Irony's website?
Sceneofirony.com.
It is. Tony 3, Paulie with the Internet 6. Ha ha ha. This is Skinny Jeans. Skinny jeans, something since you can't go without them. Like a best friend, they can't go anywhere without them. In the 80s, very tight, you had all the ladies. Can't throw it down and all the pills on who you hang around. Haven't tried enough to barely move a belly free. Haven't tried enough to barely even bend your knees. Skinny jeans, haven't tried enough to make you cry. Skinny jeans, represent them to the day you die. Skinny jeans, oh skinny jeans, you leave behind your legacy. That's about it for this week. Hope you've had a good time. We will, of course, be back next week with another 9 great tracks. Make sure that if you've liked a band this week, you do download their music or indeed buy their CDs so you make them some money and keep them going. That's what this show's all about. Isn't that right, Tony?
That is right.
It's also about Hear Me Out, isn't it?
Lately, yes. Yes, we are on Hear Me Out. Hear Me Out is like a audio Twitter, effectively. It's an app that you record your voice and you post it out. 42 seconds is the maximum you can post out, and you can only use it through an app. So you must go to hearmeoutapp.com and you can download it for Android or Apple. Register, and when you do, follow us. We're called Punky Radio, and send us a Hear Me Out, whatever you'd call it. Not an audio tweet, I guess. And we'll play them on the show.
Is there a name for it? Is it a shout? Is it? What is it?
I don't know. It's a Hear Me Out out. I don't know.
Hear Me Out.
Hear Me Out out.
Is Mickey Flanagan on it?
they just call them 42 seconds audio posts.
So, yeah. Why not leave the 42 second audio post? I think it's really catchy on Hear Me Out.
Hear Me Out.
Anyway, yeah, thanks so much for listening. That's about it. I hope to see some of you at the gigs I'm doing this week. Maybe, Tony, we see you watching the Avengers Age of Ultron. Is that the one?
That's the one.
There you go. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog.
Bunch of guns!